With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. State election officials today certified the passage of a constitutional amendment giving more rights to crime victims known as Marcy's Law, but it's still unclear when the law will take effect. A petition filed Friday by the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana and county attorneys aims to hold the constitutional change off until July. Advocates for the law say it should be implemented immediately. The constitutional amendment was approved by voters on Election Day. It won 66% of the vote, one of the most popular items on this year's ballot. The ACLU says organizations need time to comply with the new policies, but others say the law is effective immediately. Charles Zanell, state director for the campaign that passed Marcy's Law in Montana, says the main objective is to change how victims of crimes are treated in the justice system.
Marcy's Law gives stronger rights to crime victims, puts them on an equal level with offenders.
While the overall aim of Marcy's Law is understood, it's not clear yet how those victims' rights will impact the justice system, how much it will cost, or when the constitutional amendment takes effect. Last week, Montana's Board of Canvassers, who certify election results, couldn't agree on the effective date of the crime victims' rights because of different interpretations of how the amendment was written. The Canvassers Board includes the Department of Justice, Office of Public Instruction, and the State Auditor's Office. Charles Deneau says although the language in Marcy's Law didn't include an exact date, the intent is for it to start as soon as possible.
And as soon as the election's certified, Marcy's Law is in effect.
But a number of other groups are arguing that these kinds of constitutional changes can only be implemented in July of the following year. Jim Taylor is with the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana.
The ACLU of Montana is working with the Montana Association of Counties, the Montana County Attorneys Association, and the Montana League of Cities and Towns. So I want to be clear that on the effective date, all those organizations are in accord about when the effective date should be. And that's July 1, 2017.
Taylor says aside from the argument over Marcy's Law's effective date, there are what he calls a lot of problems with the constitutional initiative. The ACLU calls Marcy's Law an overreaching addition to Montana's constitution and says it will consider legal challenges to the expansion of victim rights. The effort to add Marcy's Law to Montana's constitution was funded almost exclusively by a businessman who lives in California. After Henry Nicholas's sister was murdered in the 1980s, he became an advocate on criminal justice reform around the country, with the goal of eventually changing the United States Constitution. Nicholas spent around $1.5 million to bring Marcy's Law to Montana. According to campaign finance reports, no ballot group formed to oppose Marcy's Law. Opposition to the victims' rights expansion did show up in newspaper editorials. The Marcy's Law constitutional change was approved by just over 325,000 Montana voters, roughly a third of the state's population.
This is probably actually the best example of the initiative process going haywire.
This is Chris Abbott. He's a public defender in Helena. He represents the accused.
This is something where someone who's not from here, who has a lot of money at their disposal and therefore able to organize, was able to get something through without a lot of, substantive public debate.
Marcy's Law expands the definition of what a victim is and raises victims' rights from statutory law into the Constitution, similar to the rights of the accused. But Abbott says that the way the justice system works, it might not make sense for those rights to be on the same level.
And those rights are there to protect against the power of the government, and I don't think there's that same concern with victims. But with a criminal defendant, there really is. I mean, people get really whipped up over crimes, and historically have, and to this day do. And a lot of times, those constitutional amendments and those rights are what prevents someone from getting, you know, wrongfully convicted or overpunished, because the flavor of the moment is this person is, or in our eyes, guilty.
Charles Zanell with Marcy's Law for Montana says voters had enough information to make an informed decision about this constitutional change. And he says victims need these rights to bring their voices back into the justice system.
There was a time in this country where prosecutors directly represented victims. And over time, that shifted. Now prosecutors represent the state, and they represent society. And that's the way it should be. But in that transition from prosecutors representing individual victims to representing the state, the victims have kind of been forgotten. So an effort like Marcy's Law is an effort to bring them back into a more central role in the case.
When Marcy's Law was put to a vote, ballot information guides said the constitutional change would have financial impacts on the Office of the Public Defender, the Judicial Branch, the Department of Corrections, and local governments. Those information guides did not say what those costs would be. Montana's Canvassers Board gathered Monday morning to certify the election results approving Marcy's Law, but the board did not give an effective date for the constitutional change. That will be decided by the state Supreme Court in the petition filed by the ACLU of Montana, along with several associations of counties and attorneys. The petition hopes to delay Marcy's Law until July 1, 2017. The Secretary of State and Attorney General have 14 days to respond to the petition from the ACLU and the other organizations to the court. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.